are. Gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm saying.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta
be where.
Believer in Christ, that's where the glory of God is. The Richard Smallwood Singers here on Sounds of Praise.
He will lift us high.
Richard Smallwood and the Singers and the Glory of the Lord. And William McDowell, he's back again. And they're acknowledging that, Lord, by your Spirit, you are here in our presence. 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, May the 20th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, Pentecost Sunday, part four of our ongoing theme, the release of the Holy Spirit. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer very shortly, at around 7:15. Love to either pray for you or pray with you or rejoice with you, praise God with you for what he's doing in your life, but you need to let us know what's going on. And you can do that by giving me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne, 1-855-915-WMFO. But before we go into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, we're going to get one more song in. Tamala Mann is going to sing from the album Best Day. She's going to sing Rain. And as we mentioned earlier in the program, as I said, that's the sun has come out here in Medford, Massachusetts. It's been rainy and cloudy and all that kind of stuff for the past couple of days, but here we have some sunshine today. But rain we're talking about as far as our theme, the release of the Holy Spirit. We said that God pours out the Spirit in us and through us, and it's just like rain in dry ground, rain in dry valleys, to bring forth life. That's why he's giving you his salvation. That's why the Spirit of God abides within you as a believer in him, so you might bring the life of Jesus Christ, the abundant life, to those who are outside of his saving grace and his keeping power. Tamala Mann, here on Sounds of Praise.
Let it fall.
Tamala Man, excuse me, where'd my voice go? Gone. Tamala Man here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Rain. 7:16, the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Leading us in to the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Fred Hammond teaming up with Jay Moss and Israel Houghton. And the song is entitled Call on Him.
God, in the name of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. God, in the name of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Enemy left and right all around me. Fighting both day and night, never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over. But I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the King.
Say it, say it.
I know He holds my destiny.
Not
I haven't done this in quite a while. As you know, we've been doing the countdown for quite a number of weeks, and we had some other programs in there, and it just was not appropriate, I guess. We want to get all the music in that we possibly could get in, and so therefore, when I felt really like going back and play something twice, I couldn't, but now I can. Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton, and Call on Him. We're going to play that one twice because it sounded so nice.
Call on the name of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on the name of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Enemy left and right all around me, fighting both day and night, never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the King,
say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Take that,
oh.
Go!
Yeah.
Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton, and Call on Him. And this is what we're going to do here on the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for the Lewis family. We had a fantastic time with them on Friday and their young daughter, Michaela. And we're praying God's blessing upon them, praying that God's going to minister powerfully in their life and continue to lead, guide, and direct them so He might use them for their honor, glory, and praise. The Lewis family and their 10-month-old daughter, almost 10-month-old daughter. She was the star of the show, I mean. Michaela Lewis. And we're praying God's going to continue to pour out His blessings upon them. We're praying. We've been playing a lot of music by Pastor William McDowell. And understand from a reading in an article about what's going on in his ministry down there in Orlando, Florida, that tremendous revival is taking place. So we're praying that God's going to continue to minister in the life of Pastor McDowell, his family, and all those who are ministering. I believe they began with like 15 people. And actually, he was a musician, and so therefore, how this started was not something that he had planned. But God, when God begins, that's what we're saying about the Holy Spirit. When God begins to work, you just get out of the way and let Him do His thing in and through your life. You will be a blessing. So we're praying for the continued blessing of God upon the revival that's taking place down there in Orlando, Florida, at the church of Pastor William McDowell. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's praising God for improving eyesight. Not totally 100% yet, but it's improving. And we're praying that God's going to continue to minister in her body and continue to give her deliverance from all the various things that have been afflicting her. And she's going to have a tremendous testimony when she gets back to church or even where she lives among the people that she knows of how God is working powerfully in her behalf. We're praying for Kay. We're looking for deliverance in his life from drugs and alcohol. Kay, deliverance from drugs and alcohol. And we cannot forget the victims and the survivors of the school shooting in Texas. Seems like wherever you go, there's something going on in some school or some neighborhood or even people walking around in the streets and everything else, and cars driving up on the sidewalk and killing people. But God knows what's going on. And he's allowing these things so they may recognize our need to turn our lives completely over to Him. We're no longer in control. We need to admit that and allow Him to work in our behalf. And we're not going to forget the people in Hawaii who have lost homes and some of them lost their lives and whatnot by the eruption of the volcano in Hawaii. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, on this Pentecost Sunday, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come with assurance because You have given us of Your Spirit so that He might abide within us and guide and direct us in the way that You would have us to go. And so therefore, we're approaching Your throne this morning, Lord, thanking You, Lord, for all You've done, all that You're going to do, and even in the midst of all the turmoil and trial, we're looking to You to minister in and through our lives so we might be Your lights in the world, pointing others to the salvation and all the goodness and mercy of the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. So we bring the Lewis family before You, Lord, thanking You, Lord, for the time we were able to spend with them on Friday. And for their young daughter, Michaela, who's going to be dedicated to the Lord very shortly, from what I understand. We pray, O Lord, that You would minister powerfully in their lives, meet every need, continue to provide, guide, direct, overshadow them. Let Your Spirit move powerfully within them. May there be a blessing on their jobs, in their home, Lord, in their neighborhoods, in their church, wherever You use them, desire to use them. May they be open to You and the Spirit work powerfully in and through their lives. And may many be won into the kingdom through their lives and through their testimony is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name and for His praise and for His glory. Amen. And we're praying for Pastor William McDowell and the revival that's taking place in Orlando, Florida at the church that he is pastoring. And he also has a tremendous music ministry. prayer, Lord, that you continue to minister in their behalf. Lead, guide, and direct them in the way that you would have them to go. Let the blessings continue to flow. May souls be saved and bodies be healed and needs be met. And may the revival flow out from Florida all up the west, up the east coast, and across the country to the west coast, so that many might be born into the kingdom through all that you're accomplishing in these last days, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you open doors and make ways for her so she might be able to get back to church. And we thank you for how you have been touching her eyes, Lord, and beginning to improve the eyesight, Lord. And we pray, oh God, you continue to minister in her behalf. May she not be discouraged. May her faith not fail. May she continue to hold on to you in faith, realizing that all these things that she is experiencing, Lord, you are able to work them together for your good and for her glory, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Kay, who needs deliverance, Father, we pray you touch this individual from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow right now. Deliver him from alcohol. Deliver him from drugs and all the various other things that are keeping him back from receiving the benefits and blessings of your full and free salvation. May his life speak for you in these last and evil days, Lord, as you raise him up to reach his peers, Lord, because you know the gifts and the benefits and blessings that you have for him. And we pray they might flow out like a mighty river into the lives of many whom he may encounter. And may many call you blessed through his life and through his testimony. And the deliverance that you're going to accomplish in his behalf is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for the victims and survivors of the school shooting in Texas, and also for the individuals who've lost their property and various other things in Hawaii, Father, we place them all in your hands, Lord. We know that you're able to bring the deliverance and the victory that you alone can give, while gun violence and all kinds of other violence is taking place in our lives and around the world as well. We're looking to you to overshadow them and bring forth the testimony so that we who know you may be your lights in these last and evil days, so that many might be born into your kingdom and that your house might be filled and you bring your church out of the earth, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. 7:36 here on Sounds of Praise. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware already, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air telephone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. If no one's there, just leave a message, and when I get that, we'll begin praying for you as soon as I receive it, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry. We'll be praying for you or praising God with you if you have a prayer praise report. We'd love to hear those too, and I'll bring them to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests and your praise report before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air. Or you can write to us if you wish at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And like I said, as soon as I get that, I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests and your praise reports before God's throne. Okay, continuing with our Pentecost Sunday theme, the release of the Holy Spirit. And as we said, the Spirit, when he is released, allowed to do his work in and through his people, is just like rain, God pouring out his blessings upon his people. Bishop Paul S. Morton, Sr., and the full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Mass Choir, and Let It Rain, here on Sounds of Praise.
So important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Me somebody say it tonight.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dalton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that focuses on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, you need to go to www.michaeldalton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703. And Michael Dalton Ministries presents See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship and arts pastors, liturgical dancers, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 15 workshops will be offered along with new presenters and new music that will draw you into God's presence. And for details and registration, you need to go to www.michaeldaughton.com. Register early and save. Make plans to attend this life-changing conference. And for more information, you can also call 617-876-9703. 617-876-9703.
But I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain? Is there anybody in here you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. Tell you it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Can I just thank you for the rain, Lord? Can I just thank you for the rain? Can I just thank you for the rain? Come on, say it all rain. That's all I want him to do. That's all I want him to do.
Bishop Paul S. Morton, Sr. and Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Choir, and Let It Rain. And today is graduation Sunday here at Tufts University, and so we're praying for God's blessings upon the class of 2018, Tufts University. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, as we continue with our Pentecost Sunday multicast, this is entitled The River of the Lord.
I'm running to the river. I'm going back to the river of the Lord. Let's go.
Freedom I receive. So take my heart.
Sasha Cobbs Leonard and the River of the Lord. Yes, when the Spirit of God is poured out, it's like a roaring, raging river. Okay, 7:51 here on Sounds of Praise. This is going to be probably the last one we're going to get in on this program. William McDowell and Daniel Johnson. This was the number one song here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017. Actually, it was number one medley, I guess. Three songs. Send the Rain, Heavens Open, and Rain Only Matters for Those Who Are Expecting a Harvest. And this is quite a conclusion for our Sunday, May the 20th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry.
Generation, can't you sense it? Can't you sense it? I hear it, 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 I hear it. I hear the sound of revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room.
All we want.